Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Let's stay with Exodus for just a moment. Superheroes, Bibles, and Hollywood, an irresistible combination to be sure. Ridley Scott's Exodus, Gods and Kings, which recounts the story of Moses in the Bible, a holy man who freed his people from slavery under the Egyptian pharaoh Ramses. I'm sure I don't have to tell you that. Ridley Scott cast Moses as white Christian Bale. The pharaoh Ramses is white. Tuya, Ramses's mother, is played by Sigourney Weaver. The Egyptian prince Seti is white. Joshua is white. And God, Ridley Scott cast a young white boy to play that part. Black characters, all the servants, assassins and thieves, the Egyptian lower-class citizens. Well, with us is a very frustrated David Dennis Jr., writer and editor. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So how does this Exodus casting issue rank in terms of infuriating casting decisions in the annals of Hollywood? I mean, you've got Yul Brynner in The King and I. You've got Charlton Heston playing Moses, a couple of generations ago. Put this in context, if you could.
Well, this one is particularly interesting in the fact that the ones you mentioned are sort of old. This one's happened in 2014, and that was my initial reaction when I saw it. I can't believe we're still whitewashing these characters, you know, in 2014. And on top of that, the fact that the people of color are, you know, slaves and assassins and thieves is adding another layer to it. This one is pretty up there in terms of being infuriating.
Now, you and I both know Hollywood. I'm certain that, there's a racial dimension to this, but they pick stars on the basis of box office, right? I mean, Christian Bale is box office, right? I mean,
right. He is box office, but also, you know, the highest grossing actor of 2013 was a half black, half Samoan guy who used to wrestle named Dwayne Johnson. There are people of color that are stars. I mean, you know, it's not like, Ridley Scott himself directed American Gangster, which is a black ensemble cast with, you know, Denzel Washington and Idris Elba, and grossed $266 million. It did well in the box office. So, you know, the idea that you can't have a movie with people of color that can bring box office stardom, that just doesn't fly anymore.
Well, okay, so let's do our own casting here. Forget Ridley Scott and forget Christian Bale, and, you know, maybe people will see this, maybe they won't. I mean, the Bible's tricky territory, and Mel Gibson found out about that when he did The Passion, right?
Right.
All right, so who do we want to play Moses in your envisioning of this?
I mean, Denzel could do it. I mean, my idea of it doesn't even have to be, you know, a monolithic color of a cast. I mean,
Halle Berry could do Ramsey's mother.
Halle Berry could be in it. Idris Elba could have a part in there.
Patrick Stewart as Pharaoh.
Hey, knock yourself out. You could do all of those. Just the idea that, you know, it shouldn't just be an all white cast. The problem is, you know, somebody along the line should have said, hey, you know, these people don't look like what, you know, we've been taught that people in Egypt look like. And somebody should, you know, sit them down and say, you know, maybe we should rethink this cast. And maybe that happened, and maybe say, I don't care. I want to make the movie. So I don't know exactly where his mindset was, but there should have been some sort of discussion about, you know, rethinking what was going on.
Who do you think is going to see this movie? People who, you know the book of Exodus?
Ridley Scott has a huge fan base. I'm sure people, you know, his fans will watch the movie. I have always been a big Ridley Scott fan before this happened. You know, I mean, you'll have people who are interested in religious stories. You have people who want to see Christian Bale as Moses. And you'll also have people who are out of spite towards the Boycott Exodus movie who are also going to see it. But, you know, from what I understand, the reviews aren't great on the movie. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah. Well, we'll see how this does at the box office. As they say in Hollywood, any publicity is good. So I'm wondering if they're actually thrilled with this blowback.
Yeah, I mean, they might be. I mean, you know, sometimes these Bible stories are hard to market and hard to sell. And so there is, you know, a hashtag that at least has their movie's name in it that's been going on for months, you know, even if it has the word boycott in it. You know, they are getting some publicity. But I do get the impression that they were a little surprised by it, by the way the actors and Ridley Scott himself have reacted to the boycott movement. Hasn't been the most tactful. So I feel like they were a little taken aback by it.
And defensive.
Right, yeah, and very defensive. Ridley Scott just told, you know, people to get a life. So, and then Christian Bale said that, you know, he hopes that one day somebody will have a movie with the Moses of color, which is interesting that an actor would say, you know, maybe one day somebody will get this movie right, but in the meantime, go see mine.
All right, so David, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot.